Okay, welcome back to Pod Climber Coffee Talk number 28. I'm Larry B. in the Pod Studio here in Bend, Oregon. I'm sitting here with Eric Hurst. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Larry. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here, finally. How's it going?
Pretty good. My first trip back to Bend after 15 years.
And what's changed?
I love it. Well, the town's changed a lot. The climbing's still great.
And I know you're out here climbing with family. Who else is with you?
Yeah, you know, the trip's different this time. When I came here in the late 80s and early 90s, a few different trips, it was just me and my partners cranking away. And now it's the family thing, married with kids. Kids are starting to climb a little bit, trying to show them some of the great climbing areas. And this is certainly one of the great ones. You know, one of my top five in the country. So, yeah, Smith is hot in July, but you know what? None of that East Coast humidity, so I'm not complaining too much.
Oh, I'm sure. It's sticky to you, huh? Like, and not sweaty sticky, but like you can grip on.
It's hot. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think I'm cooked here at Smith in July.
Literally.
Literally. You know, back east, you know, at the New River Gorge or at the Gunks, you're just like kind of chasing the shade. You can't do that here. There's no trees. But still, without the humidity, it's not quite the same. It's still good climbing to me.
So
I enjoy it.
Visually, has the park changed for you? Does it look different to you?
Nah, the park looks the same. You know, the town's changed an awful lot. Bend, what a cool town. It's kind of like what Boulder was 15 years ago. And, I mean, it's going to be, in another 5 or 10 years, I guess, what Boulder is now.
Yeah.
I kind of visualize it as one. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
it's the kiss of death.
Yeah, but it's still on, you know, at the top of my list of places to retire. You know, is it Vegas or Bend or, you know, one of these arid western places, I think, is where I'll finally settle down once, you know, the kids are in college.
Are you a gambler?
No, that's what I hate about Vegas, actually.
Yeah.
I would live, like, you know, near Red Rocks or somewhere far away from all that. I don't need to see that, but I mean, I love the weather. I love the climbing, and
right.
The Southwest is sweet. Bend is pretty sweet too.
Well, it's great to have you here in the pod. You know, I ever so often have people come in the pod that haven't been in here before, and you know, I think some people don't realize that we actually do kind of have almost like a real little recording studio here, and
yeah.
They think I'm, you know, at home, like in my bathroom or something, recording on the fringe or
no,
something.
No, you guys are the real deal. I think you're doing some great stuff here.
Well, with you on board now, and you listeners out there, probably, hopefully you've listened to some of Eric's training tips. It is, he's our exclusive training tips guy, and you can check all his podcasts out either off of Pod Climber. You can go to the Nycros training site or their page on the Nycros site, or you can go to his page. And what's your web address again?
trainingforclimbing.com. It's actually, that site's been up for over 10 years now, so I've been on the web a long time, and I know I get a lot of visitors from around the world that are looking for training information, and it's a good place to start. Certainly there's a lot out there outside of my site, no doubt. I work for Nycros and generate a lot of training articles for them. You know, visit nycros.com because the training center there has a lot of good training tips as well. And of course, Nycros makes a lot of good handholds and training products and climbing walls and Pod Climber. And there's a lot of other folks out there. I'm not the type of person that says that I have all the answers. You know, I am just one person who, you know, has been in this sport for 30 years and has done a lot of research and gathered information. And I think I have some good information to provide on climbing performance. But I think there's a lot of other people out there that have valuable things to say. There's several good books out there I steer people into. And, you know, if you're a climber that's into climbing, I think you should buy everything out there, because I think every book has at least a few, if not many more, good distinctions that can add value to your climbing and be worth the price of whatever the, you know, the price of that particular product is. And Pod Climber, wow, you know, you got all this great free information from climbers around the country, around the world. Good stuff, man. I think you're onto something good, Larry.
Well, hopefully. We got a lot of listeners. You listeners out there, there's a lot of you. So we're pretty excited about that. You know,